Welcome to the Dream Diva Podcast. I'm your host and dream medium, Peli Keo. I deliver a masterclass in shamanic dreaming and intuitive dream interpretation. I want to help you break free of the past and empower your transformation now. We're here to learn from our dreams, and our dreams are our best teachers. So whether you remember your dreams or not, you'll receive inspirational guidance to help change your career, health, and relationships for the better. In this show, you'll discover the meaning behind your soul symbols and receive messages from your guides and spirit animals. You'll also learn how to have precognitive dreams and connect with your ancestors on the other side. The Dream Diva Podcast starts now. Hi, everyone. In this episode, I begin to share a shamanic journey of soul retrieval back to my life in California. Then I'll give a mermaid card reading for my listeners about what it means to dream of celebrities, tell you a story of an encounter with Sylvester Stallone, who I think is very current and relevant because he's on the new Paramount Plus TV series, Tulsa King, and teach you how to do your own soul retrieval through dreaming. So ask me your dream question. Tell me your dream. Call 800-930-2819. Remember, you can watch live on Facebook. Get the link on Transformation Talk Radio. You can book a reading with me on my website, thedreamdiva.com. Follow me on Insta, Facebook, on The Dream Diva. Rewatch the show on my YouTube channel, Peli Keo. Let's set our dream session. Thank you, Rainbow Sun, Divine Dreams be done to the north, south, west, east, above, below, and all the spaces in between. I close the door where dark dreams dwell. And so it is. All right. So a week ago, I received a psychic message during the transition between asleep and awake in the morning. And the message was just one word. I felt that one word just welled up from deep inside my spirit. It was a message from my own soul. And that one word was California. I had to remember, yes, I lived in Hollywood for 12 years. I went to the American Film Institute, worked in television and film and publishing, had my own business, chefing for celebrities. And it was the best 12 years of my life. And it did come to an end. If you can relate to that, you should listen on. So when I heard the word California, as I woke up, I was super surprised because it felt so disconnected from anything I had just dreamed or things that were going on. I mean, plus there was no image attached to the word. There was no colors or in this psychic experience, no sounds, no smells, nothing to persuade me, just the word California. So to interpret this message, all I could do is be open and aware and receptive to the synchronicities that would come up in the following days. For example, anytime I heard the word or saw the word California, I paid attention to my feelings and my thoughts at that time. And the word California did come up once watching a new sitcom, Lopez versus Lopez. And I thought, well, I had seen George Lopez do stand-up in Las Vegas 3 years ago. And I did stand-up in Hollywood, not as good as George Lopez, but I still did not know what the word California meant and what the message meant for me. Then a week later, I realized that through a series of dreams that I must call back my soul, dream back my soul from California, and do my own soul retrieval. Now, if you have left your soul behind somewhere, then this episode is for you. How do I know this? Well, in the last episode, I tracked my mermaid dreams of love lost and love unfulfilled and love not yet. And that night, after the last episode, after recording this podcast, I was prompted on some level to have two more mermaid dreams, you know, which meant for me, I had two more crying for a vision. Remember, mermaid is water, an emotion, transformation, and it's deeply connected to the tears, your emotional body, which is the bridge to your spiritual body, which is the enlightenment. So these dreams were clues of how to retrieve my lost soul in California, the part of my creativity and expression that want to be renewed and reborn. So if you can relate to love lost or lost dreams or lost voice, then dreaming back your soul may be of interest to you. So I want to kick off today's episode with a lyric from Madonna's song, Vogue, and it's, "Your dreams will open the door." You all know that song, Madonna's song from Vogue, that song. And interestingly, I wrote this script days ago, and I was inspired to open up with that Madonna lyric, yet this morning, on today's pod, before today's podcast, I had a Madonna dream that made me so happy. I can't remember the last time I was that happy in a dream or in my waking life, which is pretty sad. I'm out on the street somewhere in a city, and a man has written this very cool pop song with the most amazing hook and lyrics. And four ordinary dudes dressed in street clothes are voguing to this song. It's funny because they dance with their fingers and their eyes and their heads, and they're just little, you know, body movements. And I just knew it was so hilarious, but yet the song was so kick-ass. I mean, if I were a singer-songwriter and I remembered that and I could hear that melody and rewrite it, I think I would have a hit song, honestly. So yet the most important, you know, interesting thing to me about this song was that the artist director who wrote it, directed it, you know, the whole video and the music, wrote the music, he did it to honor Madonna. Now, yes, Madonna, for probably the people who are listening to me, who are light workers, energy workers, healers, people on a spiritual path, were probably, you know, maybe 30s, but 40s, 50s, 60s, and you know Madonna, you grew up with her. And you know, through experience, that dreams and everything are born through the mother. And that's the symbol of Madonna. Everything comes through the mother. Even the father energy is born through the mother. And therefore, everything will return to the mother. And this is the connection of mother healing that I drew from the mermaid cards from the last episode. And this is pointing to, okay, calling back the soul, dreaming of celebrities, me calling back the soul, dreaming back my California soul. This is because we must express ourselves, our voice, and it's very on theme. My dream this morning was very on theme for today's show. And it's funny because people who really know me say that I act like Madonna. And I say, no way, Madonna acts like me. And you know, if you're a true blue Madonna fan, you know that she has confessed many a time in an interview that if she weren't a music icon, she would be a teacher. So even though I've dreamed of many Hollywood stars like Will Ferrell, and just let me say that he is the worst kisser, dream kisser I have ever encountered. I've dreamed of Margaret Cho, Jennifer Lopez, but out of all of my celebrity dreams, when I dream about Madonna, it's always the most inspiring. On the other hand, my Jennifer Lopez dreams have always been the most psychic. But today, I want to know if you've ever dreamed of celebrities. What does it mean? I'm going to do a card reading for you about the question, what does it mean when you dream about celebrities? So here's a psychic tip just to remember, if you do tarot, you want to connect to the idea that you're not choosing the cards. It's quite the opposite. The cards are choosing you. And this was mentioned in the last episode when we talked about Yellowstone season 4, episode 9 and 10, when the Lakota chairman told the white man Casey that the wolf he keeps seeing is the one that Casey should believe in, that the wolf believes in him. He doesn't have to believe, or does he have to believe in the wolf? But I think that believing is 99% of transformation. So I'm going to show you the card reading. So, if, you know, Jacob could put up the cards. I pulled these three cards and he can put up the image for you. And when I pull cards, I do past, present, and future. So I pull three cards, I read from left to right, like we're reading a book, you know, how we do in the United States here. And the first one is a new dawn. So that's the past. The second one is dream big, the present. And the third one is make a decision, the future. I couldn't believe it. When I pulled these cards just about, you know, 40 minutes ago, and I pulled dream big for my Dream Diva podcast for the second week in a row. In the present moment card location, I was so, you know, surprised. So let's go over what that means. So a new dawn is the worst is now behind you and positive new experiences are on the horizon. I mean, a new dawn is, oh, is it's really an intense card for the past. And let's say you're dreaming about celebrities, how does this correlate? If you're dreaming of celebrities, in my interpretation, if it were my dream, it means that there's something about you that you want to come to the forefront, to be in the light, to shine, to be who you truly are. That's why we need your voice and we need you to express and to take action on your creativity to manifest what you want. If we think of stars in Hollywood, we think of, well, they've made it. They have the perfect life. They're doing what they love. That is key to me. So, a new dawn, also, though, it's kind of a heavy card. And I'm so glad that it's in the past because it talks about enduring past storms and that those storms are over. And that now it's time to wash away the negativity and not hold on to bitterness and resentment. Because those are going to drag you down. Easier said than done. But it is really telltale of, you know, when you're dreaming of celebrities, it means you have a big, you know, thing that you want to manifest about yourself. It's the male action within you. And what is holding you back is the negative energies of the struggles of the past. What lessons can you take that are positive? And wash away the old and see your past as a new dawn. Not today, because today you're going to dream big. You're going to let go of that past and see it as a new dawn, only being spiritually mature enough to let go of the resentment and take and extract those lessons with you to keep positive. Because again, you're the only one that can manifest things in your life. Now, moving to the present, amazing. Dream big again. Dream big means to let go of the inferiorities, the little parts of yourself that are holding you back, the negativities, the small ideas, the traumas, that are, you know, not allowing you to dream big because you fear they're going to happen again. So, with dreaming big, you want to write down your fears. Yes, you have to actually, you could put it in a text on your phone. You can pick up a pen or a pencil and write them down in your dream journal. But have you ever stopped and said, okay, what are my fears today? And what fear is holding me back from doing what I really want? That is the essence of dreaming big because you have to let go of those fears first before you can dream big and let go of the little parts of yourself. And for me, I don't know if you can relate, but when it comes to career, my big dream is okay, I'm writing my book, Unlock Your Dream Power. I plan on doing a TV series on the book. And that's something. I'm just taking step. I'm moving forward. I'm taking action. And yet, on the romance front, I have fear of moving forward with romantic relationships and or getting married, as you've so heard from my other, you know, episodes. And yet, so I have to write down, and I know, so I wrote down fears of losing freedom, fears of getting divorced. Fears of having to mother children. These are fears that I how can I try? So I have to work on that. So that's about dreaming big, is about letting go of your fears. Now, the third card is the future. So dreaming about celebrities, what is it? What big thing, what shining star do you want to manifest about yourself? Why do you dream of celebrities? Well, for usually for inspiration and motivation, is that's what I think it is about. But this time, our third card is make a decision. Last episode, it was make a wish in the future card space, but now it's about making a decision. Making a decision is a skill set that you must use with a strong mind to make up your mind and say, I'm doing this, and move forward with it. So make a decision. The card actually reads feeling stuck or indecisive. Listen to your intuition and make a decision. I have to say that it works, because when you make a decision to do what you really want and you say that's it and nothing else is going to happen, you draw the line in the sand and you step over, you might have to do it 10 times for 10 weeks in a row. But if you keep constantly doing it, the energy is going to show up for you. So again, a new dawn, dream big, and of course, make a decision. These are the cards that are connected to celebrity dreaming or dreaming of celebrity. So I'm going to show you some proof of my dream tracking with a video and then an image. And this, of course, goes to my fears. This has to do with relationship. So I'm going to show you a video that I made, 6, 8 months ago, where I had a celebrity dream of John Lennon. And it was quite fantastical to be in that dream with him. And I'm going to show you that brick wall showed up with a celebrity dream, and then show you a new image that just showed up recently to prove my, psychic precognitive skills at dream tracking. So Jacob, if you could run that, it's like a 3-minute video of me telling you about my John Lennon dream. Here it is.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kelly Keough, and I'd like to share a dream with you and have anyone who wants to participate in the lightning process, because I would love to get your feedback on this dream. The title is called John Lennon Dream Number 2. It's because it's the second time I remember dreaming about John Lennon. And I'll tell you the dream. And I am having this dream a couple nights ago. It's actually the last sleep cycle of the morning. So it's about 6 to 7 a.m. And I am with John Lennon in his early Beatles days, like Rubber Soul. And we're on a street. There's other people around. And in front of us is a brick building. He is to my right. He has an acoustic guitar, and the fret is right by my face, and he's high up on the fret playing chords. And while he sings and plays the song, there's this other overarching song that's inspiring him to play his song, It's Only Love, from the American Rubber Soul album. And as he's being inspired to hear this overarching song, though, we can only hear him play It's Only Love and the chorus. I can hear the chorus. And at the same time, in my heartstrings are playing and vibrating the song, It's Only Love and That Is All. Why do I feel the way I do? It's only love and that is all, but it's so hard loving you. Yes, it's so hard loving you. And that keeps repeating, but it's in my heart as he plays. The color of the dream is sepia, shades of gray. And finally, I look to him and I realize, you're John Lennon. I notice his star power, and he recoils and he turns away from me, and as if to hide. So I think the dream winds down. I wake up in my bed and I'm lying there conscious. And through the hypnopompic state, coming out of sleep is where I often get information, I hear the word bubble up from my own voice and my own energy, friendship. And I think, and I recoil at that a little bit, and then boom, in full color, John Lennon's face in my third eye from the Sgt. Pepper days, or when he's with Yoko Ono, but it's with the, you know, the longer hair and he's older with the round glasses. So that's my dream.
Yeah. So I see that. Wow. So tracking that, I see the brick wall image, the love, the fear of startup, the fear of self-empowerment, this fear of self-empowerment through love relationship, of course, me mentioning Yoko Ono. And it's so telltale now to have recorded that video quite a while ago and have it show up now. Then just last week, you know, I listened to Sirius Radio on my app and I'm listening to, I think it's channel 27, Deep Tracks. And there, and if you want to just could show Jacob, here's the image that shows up. It's John Lennon on an album cover in front of a red brick building. And that to me was so synchronistic. I had never seen that album cover. I had never seen that image of John Lennon. And it's so interesting that it pops up now and it's converging. So these are synchronicities and these are just examples of tracking your dreams and following the breadcrumbs to bringing back your soul, meeting your soul, or actually reaching for your soul to have a relationship. And I think the word friendship is really important from that dream, because are you a friend to your dreams? Do you befriend yourself? And these are things that I do through my creativity to help me with my spiritual path and development. So I think that it's really interesting for you to track your dreams, to listen to your psychic messages, and to follow their very sage advice. So let me just talk a little bit now about soul retrieval and how it relates to your dreams, but how it also correlates to your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual body, because these are different, you know, manifestations on vibratory levels of yourself. And when you dream back your soul, it's like calling back your soul to be witnessed. You're using your voice and your willpower, your throat chakra, the fifth layer, to call back parts of your emotional body. So your soul, though, is your true emotional body. And that's why dreams are full of emotion, or can be full of emotion, including nightmares. And nightmares are usually the most potent for healing and transformation. So in my opinion. So because your emotional body and your soul, which are the same thing, are a bridge to your spiritual body, this is why the dreams reach your God self, because the emotional and the spiritual body are connected. And that is why your spiritual body, your higher self, will speak through your soul and your emotions to help you become more whole, healthy, and coherent. And this is the benefit of tracking your dreams and doing self work on yourself, you know, healing on yourself. So to do soul retrieval, you are looking for lost emotions that have become frozen trauma in the physical body, stuck somewhere that you're unaware of, or stuck in the emotional plane, or stuck in the mental part of you. And yet it doesn't matter. So you want to just, I'm telling you this because you want to look for places where there's at first an image from a dream that will usually follow with the emotion that was pushed down, fractured off, that ran away. Okay. Now, why is it important to understand the different layers of where the soul is because many times you will have, you know, an interest in calling back yourself because your heart's been broken. There's been broken promises. And again, that is your heart. It's your emotional body. It's the first layer of your soul. That's where we dream in the astral plane. So it would make sense to use your dreams where it to call back the parts of your heart, that your emotion that you are, that you have, you know, experienced trauma or fracturing. And let's talk about now the physical body, though. So it's the first three layers of your body, and it is the first three chakras, or the first three layers, the first dimension at the perineal, the second dimension at your sex area, the third dimension in your solar plexus. It's interesting that this is known as the physical body, but it's also where your negative ego or shadow body lives. This is where you want. This is where you desire. This is where you fear money. This is where you feel attacked. This is where you feel unsupported. This is where you're feeling all of the negative ego from either this lifetime, childhood, past lifetimes. It doesn't matter. It is, you know, it can be accessed down, you know, in those first three layers. And it's important to know that that's where, if you're feeling, you know, not coherent, not healthy, spinning out, even though that's a mental thought, it's because it's being generated from that pain that could show up in your dreams. And this is what we want to access. Now, interestingly, you can have dreams, and nightmares usually come from those first three layers. And if you study Tibetan dream yoga, you'll learn that Tibetan dream yoga says that most people have everyday dreams. It's, you know, the first three layers of the body. Maybe they're dreaming of the ego, the negative ego. And yet, once in a great while, very rarely do they dream of the higher levels, which would be 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, the top of the crown, 8 and 9 above the head. That's your, you know, your oversoul. And when you start to embody the different layers of light, the shadow is going to come up, because the light and the shadow cannot exist in the same, space, which is your body. So that's why if people in the New Age are talking about clearing and the shadow, but it's coming up now because a lot more people are embodying their higher levels of consciousness. This is something that, you know, we can't explain. It happens. It can happen spontaneously from a lightning strike event where you get, you know, betrayed. It could be, being backstabbed. Usually it's a romantic relationship where something happens and you go through a crisis and the light starts coming in and the shadow starts coming up. And this is where dreams can help you track and understand and get a handle on why this is happening. And I think it's really interesting to talk about, usually what happened for people who are older, going through an evolutionary, you know, cycle, but yet it's happening more for just everyone these days. People are facing their fears and their shadows. And if you just paid attention to your dreams, you could process it a lot faster. That's why I like dreams. Now, most people, let's say on a general or universal level, are seeding in their fourth and fifth layer, bringing in the light, coming out of the, you know, negative ego. And this is why so many people on a universal, you know, stage of the New Age movement are talking about this, but yet no two people are the same. And this is why dreams are so interesting, because you can't apply a cookie cutter, you know, healing to everyone. And that's, you know, so that's why dreams are so important. So any good light worker or healer will also listen to a person's dreams if they do remember their dreams or work on their dreams. And it's a very unique path. So, and then you see, you know, that everyone matters. Everyone is not just light, not just dark, but we are embracing the light and the shadow of ourselves. And I just want to bring in a really, interesting character of Sylvester Stallone. And then, like I said, in the new Paramount TV series, Tulsa King. So in this character, he's going to illustrate our point here that we must look at ourselves holistically, befriend ourselves no matter what we're feeling, what we're going through, not judge ourselves for having this negative ego come up, and to be more compassionate when other people are going through this and acting out in other ways that you just don't know, and take it personally. Let's take Sylvester Stallone as this character. You can see clearly that in this TV series, he's a felon with a heart of gold. And it's such a great character because it's a really true mix of light and dark. And the writers have done a great job because they're the writers from Yellowstone. And this character, Sylvester Stallone plays in Tulsa King, is on his own moral journey because really early in the series, like in the second episode, Sylvester Stallone's character stands in the middle of Tulsa City Square. And there's a place that people know that's called the center of the universe. And he is told by a homeless woman to step into the center and he can, you know, talk to God. And he stands there and what does he see but a white horse trotting down the city square? Of course, that white horse is a very intense dream power symbol. We saw it in Yellowstone. I've had many powerful dreams about the horse symbol and the horse medicine, because the horse is the vehicle of self-empowerment. And we're going to tell, if we follow this TV series, Sylvester Stallone's character is going to go through his moral arc, and that white horse, I'm sure, will come back. But in the center of this universe, this felon, Sylvester Stallone, confesses his true emotional pain of why he stopped seeing his daughter while he was in prison. At first he lies, but then he cannot tell a lie and he tells the truth. And the truth is that it was too hard for him to see his daughter. It was too hard for him. So he cut the relationship off with her because of his own ego needs. And now in this moment, he's doing his own crying for a vision, a felon with a heart of gold, crying in the middle of a city square. You know, which path will he take? Will he become a good guy to get his daughter back, or will he follow the path of his old felon ways? And we probably know the answer to that. So also, ironically, I bring this up because that was such a striking character to me, but I felt akin to him because he's definitely one of my celebrity encounters while living in Los Angeles. And he always is in the back of my mind to help me remember my soul, my warrior spirit, and my true voice, although he doesn't know it. And here's what happened. In 2004, I'm driving from Beverly Hills back to Los Angeles on Beverly Boulevard in bumper to bumper traffic. I look up in my rearview mirror, and there in back of me in a red Ferrari is Sylvester Stallone. And I see him using very persuasive hand gestures, very Italian. And I'm Sicilian, so I totally could read his lips and his hand gestures. And he's giving fatherly advice to his 18-year-old son. And, you know, and as I read his lips, I'm hearing him say to his son, so for those of you who are just listening to this podcast, obviously I'm saying, F them. And it's burned on my memory of the male power, fatherly advice, the guy who's going to support you and go into the ring and fight to the death. That's Sylvester Stallone. That image is like a dream image to me now. And I use it to, you know, toughen up. And so this went on for 30 minutes as I watched Sylvester Stallone in back of me in traffic. And I was fixated on my rearview mirror. And I'm so lucky that, you know, I didn't get into an accident because I was driving a 5-speed in traffic while trying to watch my rearview mirror. And it also, later on, what happened after that, I like I said, I did stand up in Beverly Hills and Sylvester Stallone's mom was in the audience. Again, we bring up back the mother image. Everything comes back to the mother. And Sylvester, I have to say, looks just like his mom. So he gets his good looks from her. He got his good looks from her. Anyway, you know, if you're feeling like an underdog, like the Rocky Balboa character, you know, this is something that dreams can help you do. For example, dreams will come in and save you if you only ask. So let's just talk about the, I'm going to go to the next TV series that I love, and that is Bill Hader's and Henry Winkler's Barry. And this is definitely a Hollywood celebrity show that made me think, you know, that not the Bill Hader part, but the Henry Winkler part, the acting coach of Hollywood, that's exactly what my acting classes were like in Hollywood. That is no exaggeration. Henry Winkler's character is definitely what it's like to take a class in acting. And I hired a guy that was literally, I think that the episode, the series was made after this one, you know, actor, acting coach in Hollywood. And so I'm just going to do a little bit of my stand up now and put myself out on the line and totally put my foot in my mouth and make fun of myself. So he actually coached me on my stand up, helped me write my opening joke. And let me see if I can find it. Oh, yeah, here it is. This is my opening joke to my stand up in Hollywood. So I would say, "Hi, I'm Kelly Keough, and I'm an Irish Catholic girl from Boston. And one scary Halloween night, a drunk Irishman told me that in Gaelic, my last name meant mystical fog. Then he puked on me." That was the joke. Do you think it was funny? Jacob, was it a bomb or was it funny? Wow. So I've done it before. And so it just depends on your audience. I don't think that Jacob is from the East Coast and he can't relate to me.
That's
and
true.
but thanks for your 80% thumbs down. So it's funny because I would do stand up. And at that time, you know, my when you're a creative, your dreams are really
Kelly,
important.
I meant 80%. When I said 80%, I meant 80% solid.
As in, oh, it was solid. Oh, I thought
sometimes I use the word bomb as in, we killed it. It was great. Sorry,
I played it. But I don't think it. So here's the point. Like, you know, that acting coach, his claim to fame was getting Jennifer Lopez her first film, you know, and it was just, you know, here is just a Hollywood story that just shows connection to the fact that you want to know your audience. And Boston, but thanks for the 80% thumbs up. Boston, I would do stand up in front of Boston people in Los Angeles, and I could say anything and they would laugh. You know, it was really about the loyalty of who your audience is. And as I build this audience, I'm thinking these are the people who want to hear about dreams are the people who actually dream and or want to learn how to dream. And so at this point, I'm going to tell you that I was really inspired to keep going on my shamanic retrieval because, like I said, I had these dreams about calling back my soul from California. And I knew that something was happening because after last week's show, we ended the show and my body went into spontaneous ketosis. So I had this cleansing action. It was so intense. So I feel like if people are tuning in to this, to these episodes and they've listened to them from the beginning, they are going to go on a journey. It's quite like the Celestine Prophecy. Did you ever read that book, Jacob, the Celestine Prophecy?
I'm not familiar with that.
So it's a spiritual book. It's fiction, but each chapter, and it was made into a movie. And that movie was screened. So it was a spiritual movie. And it's like, it's a genre that just didn't take off, like spiritual self-help films that were fiction. And it was, so this was in the early 2000s. It was made into a movie. I saw it right on Hollywood Boulevard at the Chinese Theater. And it's not a great movie, but the book is amazing because as I started reading the book, what would happen is I would experience, the book is made divided into chapters, and each chapter is a spiritual lesson. And as I started reading the book, of course, before I saw the movie, I would experience in my life that lesson. And then I would read it. And then I would put the book down, go about my life, experience that lesson, and then read about it. That to me was so powerful. And it was almost, I felt like, I said, that's what I want to do. I want to write things like that, that inspire people to go on a spiritual journey and self-heal, but in a psychic way, where they are completely tuned in to their inner guidance. And that's what's happening to me as I do this podcast. This podcast for me is putting, is helping me go on a spiritual odyssey and journey of calling back my soul. And like I said, I had an ascension symptom, ascension meaning embodiment symptom or whatever, of the cleansing action. And I knew that I was on the right path. So I'm going to tell the dream about, you know, what that inspired me and told me that I needed to call back my soul that I had left behind in California. And the dream is called the Success Failure Dumpster. Okay, the reality check that this dream is symbolic because I was back in California. It was present day. I am myself in the dream and I'm on a front porch of a house. Now, the front porch of a house means how you care about how other people see you. What it, do you care about? You know, what face forward? Remember that a house is your spiritual foundation. Each room in the house represents a part of you, and the porch represents your face, your ego, like how you present yourself to the world. I'm on the front porch of a house, and this house, also on this front porch, is my auntie Anna, and she stands in front of me and we talk about her successes, or she's telling me about her successes, and then all of a sudden I can't handle it. A wave of emotion comes up. And I start to cry, but she doesn't notice. I move to her side. So she's now on my left and I'm, you know, to the right. And I see this is now my past. She's my past and I'm the present. And she is talking about her successes as I can only feel and remember all of my failures. And she is a, and this is a really incredible dream because if I put the symbols side by side, I can't acknowledge my successes. All I think about are my failures of what happened in California. And the reason it's my Auntie Anna is because she helped me pack up my life of 12 years. And she was the one who stood with me as I dumped all of my dream journals from 12 years into a dumpster. It was a very sad moment. And I realized that that dream was showing me to go back to California and dream back my soul. And that is what I've been doing. I'm going to continue this in California, Dreaming Back the Soul, and teach you to how and do a meditation and teach you how to do a soul journey that you can do just with your eyes closed before you go to bed to invoke that dream. Because I feel that, yes, you can go back and get the parts of you consciously, but you when you dream it, it is actually more, for me, potent. And I will report on that in the next episode. So thank you for unlocking your dream power with me. Remember, you can rewatch the show on my YouTube channel and or listen to the Dream Diva podcast on Transformation Talk Radio app. Email me your dreams at info@thedreamdiva.com. And you can also book a session on my website. Now remember, use your dream tracking and write down your dreams in your dream journal. And I'll see you the next time on the Dream Diva. Thank you for listening to the Dream Diva podcast with me, Kelly Keough. Try to remember your dreams tonight and don't forget to write them down. My masterclass in shamanic dreaming and intuitive dream interpretation will help you break free of the past and empower your transformation now. Whether you remember your dreams or not, You'll receive inspirational guidance to help change your career, health, and relationships. We'll explore messages from your soul symbols and spirit guides, and we'll also develop your higher sensory perception. To book an intuitive reading with me, visit thedreamdiva.com. The Dream Diva podcast airs every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.